With MSO News Sports, I'm Rick Moore. I'm really pleased now to be joined by the Swampscott girls lacrosse coach, Jillian Robinson. And coach, welcome to MSO.
Oh, thanks for having me.
You guys are off to a tremendous start. And what I would like to do is start with the most recent results and then kind of work backwards to the beginning of the season. And yesterday, let's see, this is Friday, so Thursday, big game against Peabody. I'm reading Nick Giannino's account, and sounded like one great ball game.
Oh, yeah. It was back and forth the whole second half. It was a really great game by both teams. And definitely both teams' defenses showed up. So it's kind of like a defensive showdown. And, you know, my girls stuck in it, and they came out with a W.
Well, you know, you started the game, according to Nick's account, with a pretty good lead. And you got to feel good about that. But it seems to me in lacrosse, once somebody starts winning those faceoffs at center circle there, sometimes that can be contagious, and you keep winning them and winning them. And you had a 5-goal lead at one point on Peabody, but they came back really strong. And did that have anything to do with it, was winning those faceoffs? But Nick's account is saying that both teams played such great defense. But how did they get back in the game like that, I guess, is what I'm trying to ask.
They have a really smart coach over there, Dennis. He's a great guy. And, you know, he talked to his attack, and they came right back in, and they broke down our defense,
mm-hmm.
and they crawled right back into the game. And that was no surprise to me. Every time we see these guys, it's always competitive and back and forth. The past 4 or 5 years, it's been overtime games. It's been win by one or lose by one. So yesterday was a nail-biter, but we went in there expecting that.
All right, so tell me about some of your offensive leaders. Brogan Landry, her name jumps right off the page here with 5 goals and 1 assist, but you had to have some pretty good going on up front with other guys as well.
Oh, yeah, of course. So Brogan Landry is huge for us this season. Unfortunately, she missed her freshman year with an injury, so we didn't get to see her on the varsity field until this season. But you know, we had Harper Clopton and Reese Robertson face guarded by Peabody. So it was huge for Brogan to really step up and show up. And her and Elizabeth working together in that 8, feeding each other the ball, getting those goals in the back of the net was huge for us.
You know, I'm still learning lacrosse, and I'm especially learning women's lacrosse. Now, in terms of defense, coach, do your offensive forwards come into play as well? In other words, I guess what I'm asking, does part of the defense is if you can keep the ball in the perimeter on offense and keep passing it around until you get a shot going, is that considered part of the defense? Or when the other team gets the ball, your forwards can sort of, for want of a better term, use up, they forecheck like in hockey. How does that work up front defensively?
Oh, yeah, so we like to play defense all over the field. As soon as we turn that ball over, or, you know, that Peabody goalie, she was making unbelievable saves.
Mm-hmm.
My attacks right up front, we like to mark up and ride that ball all the way down.
Mm-hmm.
We high pressure that ball starting right from our 8-meter.
All right, so now let's take a look at the team as how it's constructed, because you guys, I keep saying guys, I'm sorry, coach, it's just one of those things, but your girls have won you're 3-0 now?
We're 4-0.
4-0, that's right, okay, 4-0. So, and you've had some high-scoring games offensively, obviously, and your defenses look good, but what I want to ask you is, you mentioned, you know, some of these kids haven't had a chance to play, or at least one of your girls did, but it's been 2 years since you've have had interscholastic lacrosse. So what was it like at the beginning of the season, getting everybody together for the first time? And some of your players obviously probably have never played varsity before because they were freshmen and sophomores. So what was that whole process like a week and a half, 2 weeks ago?
You know, luckily for us, the whole league is in the same situation. But, you know, coming out, I have 4 great senior captains. They're awesome leaders. They're all very talented. So it kind of holds our underclassmen to a higher standard. And those girls, you know, they want to be there and give the seniors the best season that they possibly can, just because of everything that happened last year. So I'm really happy and really impressed with the effort and the hard work and everything that all the underclassmen girls are bringing. Our first game, you know, every team comes out with the jitters, no matter what sports you're playing. But it was just so nice to be able to come out, see them all click on the field. They're obviously all buddies. We got a lot of field hockey players. We got a lot of soccer players, so they're not new to being on teams and working with each other. So it was just really nice to see how badly they want it this year for the seniors, and they come to a practice every day ready to work.
What about the first couple of games? What were you pleased with overall? I mean, you know, there's going to be obviously advancement and improvement as you go along, but boy, you had some really strong efforts on the first three games.
Yeah, and you know all that credit goes towards our defense. You know, our communication has really come a long way. You know, you need your defense to talk out there, and they're communicating, and they're working together, and just keeping that ball on our side of the field is what we want.
Now, this is your first.
And making that happen.
This is your first year as head coach. Is that what you told me?
Yes, it is.
All right. So tell me what's different or what's the same? Either way, moving up to the head coaching position from where you were as an assistant, because you must know a lot of these kids from before anyway. So what's different about being the head coach or what's the same?
You know, so I've been with the program for 6 years, and my first year we did not waiver in eighth graders, but my second year we did. So the seniors I'm working with now, I've been with for 5 years.
Okay.
And they really know me, they know my personality, and we really click. And so I think what, you know, the big change is, you know, Allie, and I'm sure you know him, he was an awesome coach, awesome guy, we still stay in touch, but we kind of had that good cop, bad cop thing. So, you know, they'd come to me, I'm, you know, younger,
uh-huh, yep.
They look up to me, so, uh-huh. You know, I was kind of good cop, and, you know, Jill, this is going on. So, you know, come into the season, I had to talk with the girls. You know, this year I'm coach. You know, our relationships are going to change a little bit. And I think they've transitioned that beautifully. And it's really awesome being able to work with these seniors that I've been with since eighth grade.
That's a great point, Coach. You know, I'm a former math teacher. And we want to be as friendly with the kids as we can. But sometimes you got to be the bad cop, or you got to be the authority figure, because that's what they're looking for, whether they know it or not. And
right.
So that's an amazing transition. I'm really glad to hear that. Coach, what else can you tell me about your girls, about the team, maybe even about the schedule before I let you go?
So we've actually had a very busy week. Today we're going on our fourth game this week against Saugus, and it's actually our senior night. But I'm really looking forward to this year. Our motivation and our drive is, you know, higher than ever. Everybody has the same goals in mind. And, you know, I'm just very impressed with how they're showing up every day, pushing each other, and just kind of really putting everything on the line for the seniors this year.
How many seniors do you have?
I have four seniors.
Oh, okay. All right. So you got a strong nucleus there. Yeah. And it's very special. And I applaud you coaches all year long, really, and educators who have done such an amazing job. And, I don't know how the Bozo you've done it, but, congratulations on keeping these kids safe and letting them get out onto the field. It's, you're building a great memory for them.
That's right. That's what it's all about, you know?
Coach, I want to talk to you later in the season as we go along, but in the meantime, thanks for meeting me, and good luck tonight and good luck this week. No, wait a minute. This is the last game this week, right?
This is last game this week, and then we come back again on Monday with Danvers.
All right, very good. That is Swampscott Girls Lacrosse Coach Jillian Robinson with MSO News Sports. I'm Rick Moore.